dollar for diaper.
Oh yeah, no, dollar enough for diaper. Yeah, yeah. It's still primitive everywhere. Yeah. It is. Well, as you said, yeah, there's men that have to sort of tack yourself up.
Use the word dollar.
Dollar. Yeah.
I
refer that to a woman.
Okay.
Dollar up. And a man dyking him.
Okay.
And he's still coming back to the way to primp to her.
Okay, this is a little leather container. This is a little clasp on it. People used to carry coins in.
A little pocketbook.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Place.
Okay. This is something that a woman could wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
Okay. And beads that she'd wear around her neck, you'd call that a...
A necklace.
Okay, or if they're beads, you'd call it a... Of what beads?
String beads.
Okay. And what did men used to wear to hold their trousers up?
Suspenders or galoshes.
Okay. And if it was raining outside, you'd carry a...
Umbrella.
Okay. And the last thing that you put on a bed, you know, the fancy cover.
Oh, the bedspread.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
Pillow.
Okay. Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
What did you say now?
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Yes, well, I can't think what to call it.
Do you have your bolt?
Yeah.
Bolster?
Yeah, bolster. Yeah, I've heard that. But we never used one.
Okay.
But I know what you're talking about.
How far across the bed did the bolster go?
I think it went all the way. Okay. Yeah, in other words, it made up both pillows. It took up all the room.
Okay. This is something that women used to make and piece together and put on a bed for warmth.
Oh, crochet bedspread.
Okay, what about something else?
Counterpin.
What's
quilts?
Quilts.
Okay, what's a counterpin and what's a...
Well, I don't know what would be the difference on a counterpin and a bedspread. Do you?
Okay, but they're both different from a quilt.
Yeah, they're big children and something heavy.
Okay. So if you had a lot of company and you didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children,
make
a pallet. Okay.
Yeah.
Talking about kinds of land now, you said... We expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very...
Rich.
Okay, or another word meaning...
Fertile.
Okay. And what would you call flat, lowland...
Swampy.
Huh?
Swampy.
Okay. What if it's along a stream and it's real rich?
I'd say fertile.
Okay, do you use the word bottom land?
Bottom land.
Okay. What about a field that's not good for much other than raising grass or clover or alfalfa or something like that?
Well, what would be the name for it? It just says poor land.
Okay.
All right. It wouldn't be the upland, thin land, like the bottom.
What about land that's got water standing in it most of the time?
That's swampy land.
Okay. And to get the water off the swamp, you'd say you would...
Drain it.
Okay. And the little things that you dig to drain it?
Ditches.
Okay. What are names for real poor soil or real rich soil or...
What are the names for it?
Yeah. Are there names for different types of soil?
Well, yes, but I don't know.
Have you ever heard of loam?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, they have sandy loam, says that, but I don't know enough about it to express myself.